Jake and Kathy have built up their retirement savings, but the upcoming election has them on edge. Will the market crash or will it hold its course? Let's see how Jake and Kathy can secure their retirement future. Welcome to Rise in Retirement,
where we aim to empower you to make smarter financial decisions.
I'm Jet.
And I'm Taco.
We are financial advisors at W.A. Smith Financial Group, a firm who has helped over 3,000 families and individuals create comprehensive financial plans so that they can have financial peace of mind when it comes to retirement. And today, we've got political uncertainty that is looming. We got a lot of people out there, just like Jake and Kathy, our case example, who are wondering what exactly they should be doing. They're kind of trying to make some calls on whether the market's going to go up or go down. Should they be making adjustments to their plans, to their investments, their portfolios? Where do we go?
Yeah, it's often assumed that the party who wins is going to have this major impact on the stock market itself. But staying calm is the key part here. No matter who you want to win the election, I want to dive through Jake and Kathy and explore how we were able to look at their situation with the concern they have.
Yep. If you guys like today's discussion, make sure to give us a thumbs up and subscribe so that you're privy to all of our future content here on this channel. Taco, let's jump into this case. So you had the privilege of sitting down and meeting Jake and Kathy, who had seen our TV show and had called in to schedule a retirement tune-up financial review.
Yep.
And let's start with, kind of go over with me their goals and objectives. You had a first meeting with them. Like, what did you learn in that first 60 minutes?
Yeah, well, one of the big things, Jed, is you mentioned they were watching the TV show. Well, they watched the TV show for a long time.
Sure. Yeah.
And one of the first things that were told to me is that they'd been watching for a long time. Kathy was pushing every week. Jake, when are you going to call?
Yeah.
When are you going to call? Well, guess what? The election is starting to come, right? And so there's all these concerns with them, and that is finally the trigger that he said, yeah, let's get in here. So Jake's 63,
yep,
continuing to work with really that desire to go at age 66. They had stuff everywhere, and that was another big concern of theirs, is like, hey, we just got pieces everywhere.
And so, you're talking accounts, account over at this place.
Old 401k here, current 401k, rollover IRAs over here. Mm-hmm. So they had stuff kind of all over the place. And, they believed that they didn't need a whole lot from an income standpoint. But at the end of the day, they couldn't get the election out of their head.
Okay.
You know, and that was their big concern.
Now, so their concern with the election, they're worried the market's going to crumble if the results aren't the way they should be. And now what's that going to push their retirement date back? I mean, go into that a little bit more. What exactly are they concerned about regarding the election?
Yeah, that's exactly it. They were pretty strong feeling about who they wanted to win. And on the flip side of it, you know, if the other party wins, the markets are going to tank. You know, all the money we've saved our entire life is going to go away. We're only 2 or 3 years away from retirement. We don't have time for this to happen right now. And so it was totally scared of how the election could impact the stock market.
What kind of money did they have saved up to this point? Like, what do they got in their kitty?
Yeah, so about $750,000,
okay,
coming in at this point. Like I said, about 3 years away from retirement.
Mm-hmm.
A big takeaway that I found is they told me they didn't need income. They kind of had planned it out. They had a budget that they brought in that, hey, we really don't need to spend any of this money. We think our pension and Social Security, which was about $3,750 a month, was going to cover all their costs.
Okay, so they have $3,750 a month coming in, and they're not taking any distributions from their portfolio, that $750,000 that they have to get that income. So they're telling you that they can live happy on that number.
That's what they thought, you know? And so first thing that we do is sanity check it. I can see what Jake was making, right, while he's working. There's not a big chunk of disposable amount that's just continuing to go to savings outside of what he's plugging into 401k. So we start questioning, what are you actually spending? And so what we found was it was more closer to about $6,000 per month that they're spending currently. So why would we take this massive pay cut 3 years from now to go into retirement? So, you know, what we did is really, like I said, kind of sanity checked and made them realize we're not living off of $3,750. We need at least $6,000. So now the concern becomes even bigger about the election, because now we realize, oh gosh, we got to live off of some of this too.
Yeah, I mean, they went from thinking we have $750,000 of, and you can think about it any way you want, play money, growth money, legacy leave, you know, that we can fall back on that for a rainy day if we, you know, want to take an extra vacation or put a new roof on the house or something like that. But that totally changes everything in their mind, right? They're going, all right, all of a sudden now we have to deaccumulate this portfolio, which was never something that they had considered.
Right.
No. I mean, they're looking at $3,750, like, we're good.
Yeah.
Okay.
The big heartburn that they've had too when it comes to markets is back in 2020 during, you know, the beginning of COVID era there.
Last election year.
They lost about $100,000. And so I think that feeling was there again with the election coming up is, hey, we know how we felt when we lost that $100,000. We don't want to do it again.
Okay. What kind of risk tolerance would you say that Jake and Kathy had, you know, leading into this decision? They're worried about the market and losing money. They lost some money in the previous big dip that we saw. So are they gun shy? Are they, I mean,
you know, that, no, honestly, you know, they come in and as part of our retirement tune-up, we show them, you know, hey, where are you at from a risk standpoint? Like, what's your tolerance? What's your current situation look like? You know, we kind of go to the drawing board on how we think they should be allocated. But they were pretty heavily equity-based, meaning they had mostly stocks within those 401ks and all their plans. So it wasn't that they didn't like to accept the risk. It was just, again, this mindset that if the election goes one way, that the world's coming to an end.
Gotcha. So let's talk about how you address this case for just a second. You help them identify that, hey, $3,750 isn't enough. You need more.
Oh, step
and,
one.
And they agree with that. Yep. They own it and say, okay, you're right. We didn't think about that. How are you tackling that income goal? Like, what kind of strategy might you use?
Yeah, so I laid out a strategy where we kind of bucketed some money. I mean, hey, if we're 3 years out, you know, we want to at least have, we got some time, right? But we still want to make sure that we have some protection. So I wasn't against them protecting some dollars, mm-hmm. Whether it's for the election or just simply, hey, in 3 years, I know you need income. Let's peel off, you know, maybe at least 3 to 5 years worth of income, de-risk that money a little bit. Mm-hmm. And now we know that even if we do see a, you know, a decline in the market, that number one, you got 3 more years of working. Number two, we can now bucket some money for the next 2 or 3 years or even 5 years. That's secure for income. So, hey, we have 6 years we just built ourselves at least to where if the market goes down, I'd like to think, you know, that we'd have some recovery time there. So I really just showed them some time, you know, kind of some time segmentation, almost showing them some buckets of how to start layering the risk in the proper way.
Yeah. So you're kind of helping them alleviate the concern of what could the market do, because this event, in this case, it's an election. This event is coming up. But we also want to retire, and we don't want to have to set our timeline back, right? We're 3 short years away. Time flies when you get into that zone.
Yeah.
So you're taking some money, de-risking it so that they can still retire regardless of what markets and economies and elections and all that stuff that can affect their money happens to do.
Yeah.
Let's talk for a second. Let's talk about pitfalls, lessons that we can learn from this. So the first thing that comes to mind is, what happens if Jake and Kathy, without your guidance, choose to take all their money out of their investments because of that election concern? I mean, is that a good idea? It's a huge timing move.
Yeah.
Right. So we try to coach people not to make that timing move. But if you're dead set that that's what's going to happen and you're worried about it, I mean, we've seen people do it in the past.
Yeah. I think the timing game is key, that you got to be right twice. Maybe you're right. Maybe you decide to get out and the party that you don't want to win wins and the market crashes. Hey, you feel great. You made this great decision. Now you got to get right again on getting back in. And so I used, you know, history as my friend, you know, to kind of talk through this, but think back to the last election cycle. A lot of people were doing the same thing. It's, hey, if this party wins, the market's going to crash. Party wins and the election comes, it goes. And next thing you know, the markets are up 20%+ the year following.
Yeah.
And when would have been a good time to get back in?
Yeah, especially if the party you want to win, which in this case didn't win for them.
Yep.
And they thought that the victor was going to crash the market, which didn't happen.
Yep.
And so at what point do Jake and Kathy come to their senses and go, okay, we were wrong? You know, you got a little of the sunk cost fallacy in that idea of the way that you're thinking about that decision.
Well, and here's generally what would happen there is we get late into the following year. And we see, okay, gosh, markets are doing well. Then you jump back in. What happened in 2022?
Yeah.
Markets went down. So you're buying it higher, coming down. Then do you panic again and get out in 2022 and not ride the 20? So it becomes this messy situation.
It's a cycle.
So it's, you know, I just really encourage them. It's about getting a plan in place that defines some purpose to their money so that you don't have to worry about the timing game and the election in general.
Here's another thing that I was thinking about while you were describing Jake and Kathy. And I see a lot of people make this mistake. And certainly not everybody needs a financial advisor. I'm not here to say that everybody watching this video needs a financial advisor or a professional or someone to guide them. But Jake and Kathy could have easily fallen victim to, we don't have an income need. In their eyes, $3,750 was enough. And if they were dead set on that, if they wouldn't have met you and you wouldn't have opened their eyes to, that's not going to do it. You're forgetting about this and this and this. It's more like $5,000 a month. It's $6,000 a month. They could have easily fallen victim to, we don't need a financial advisor. Yep. We don't have to spend this money. We can invest it on our own. We can invest it for growth long term and ride the wave. And we might be okay. Because ultimately, in that example, you have 100% risk capacity. You don't need your assets for income. You don't need to draw paychecks from it. So I wanted to stress that too, because how many times have you seen someone that comes in who has their income goal wrong?
Yep.
And they're in that position thinking, I'm not sure I need a financial advisor. I want to pay a fee. I'm not sure what kind of value I'm going to get out of it. And you were able to show them all the things that they were missing, specifically that income number that was wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. And now they get to look at a comprehensive, you know, a written financial plan that tells them, hey, where's income coming from? When is it going to kick in? You know, Kathy's feeling real good. She's been pushing Jake for the last several years to get in and get this done. And so, we've kind of created that financial peace of mind for them to not have to worry so much. It's not like the concern's going to go away about the election, but the concern about how it could impact their plan moving forward has been alleviated.
Yeah. So result of this case is Jake and Kathy now have an accurate income goal, and they were able to create a plan that alleviates a lot of their market related election concerns so that they can retire and spend confidently. So yeah, nice work on this one.
Thank you. And if anybody out here watching, if you're concerned about how an event, a political event, anything, markets, how they can impact your overall plan or your retirement, now's the time to start preparing. Don't wait until it's too late. Get a second opinion.
Yeah. And if you're looking for tailored advice for financial planning, you really need to join our Ascend 360 Insider community. There's a link in the description below. You go there, you sign up. Free weekly educational video content delivered straight to your inbox. We have some awesome topics that come through there every single week.
Absolutely.
Without further ado, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.